Hi, I'm Marco.
Hello.
And I'm here with Lexi, Tara, and Michael. Today we are here to talk to you about eating disorders. Eating disorders are serious disturbances in eating habits, usually developed during adolescence and early adulthood, normally due to feelings of distress and or extreme concern about body shape or weight. At this time, we will talk about the different types of eating disorders, some of the reasons people develop them, and the consequences these people will face. There are four main types of eating disorders: pica, bulimia nervosa, anorexia nervosa, and binge eating. First, we will talk about pica. Pica is an eating disorder characterized by the consumption of non-food items. Some of these items include dirt, paint chips, plaster, clay, cornstarch, laundry starch, baking soda, coffee grounds, cigarette ashes, burnt match heads, cigarette butts, feces, ice, glue, hair, buttons, paper, sand, toothpaste, soap. To be diagnosed with pica, these cravings have to have gone on for at least a month. One reason people may take this risk is nutrient deficiency. People who are not getting enough iron in their bodies sometimes have cravings for the dirt and clay, although doctors say this is not the usual cause of pica. Another reason people take this risk is dieting. People who are on strict diets or who starve themselves will sometimes turn to non-food items as a way to satisfy their hunger without eating. A third reason is lack of supervision. Small children naturally put toys and such in their mouths, but if this habit is not stopped, they may develop a habit of eating the non-food items. Another reason is cultural factors. Some people in tribes eat non-food items during certain ceremonies, although this is not usually considered pica because of the short ingestion time. The last reason is also the most common: mental health disorders. People with mental health disorders will sometimes be diagnosed with pica because they have the cravings more readily than someone without the mental health issues.
What are the possible consequences of pica, Marco?
Possible consequences are lead poisoning, bowel problems, dental injury, parasitic infections, intestinal obstruction. Some secondary consequences are a change in relationships, self-image, physical well-being, and also mood and anxiety and personality disorders. 25 to 30% of children diagnosed with mental health issues are diagnosed with pica every year, according to kidshealth.org. An anonymous person submitted the story to experienceproject.com. This girl got addicted to eating red clay when she was only 5 years old. She then continued to eat chalk, marble, pencil, graphite, drywall, and sheetrock. She ended up eating about 20 feet worth of drywall right out of her closet. She was diagnosed with pica, and the doctor gave her prescriptions. The cravings stopped for about 6 months, but as of now, she's still dealing with this. Lexi, why don't you tell us about another eating disorder, bulimia nervosa.
Bulimia nervosa is a situation in which a person binge eats and then tries to compensate in extreme ways, such as forced vomiting, excessive exercise, or laxative use to prevent weight gain. This usually occurs when someone feels unsuccessful or wants to feel more beautiful, or also wishes to attract attention. A person with bulimia nervosa will binge eat, meaning that they will eat great amounts of food at one time, and then attempt to get rid of the food by forcing, vomiting, or using laxatives.
What are some consequences from having bulimia nervosa?
Well, Tara, due to repetitive vomiting, a person with bulimia's teeth may become stained or discolored by stomach acid. Continuous vomiting can also cause the esophagus to bleed. Stomach acid may also enter the sinus cavities and lungs and cause infection. People with bulimia's bodies may feel weak all the time due to lack of nutrients. Bulimia often causes a chemical imbalance of the brain, causing the person to become depressed or anxious.
Hey Lexi, how many people are affected by bulimia nervosa?
About 4 out of 100 college-aged women have bulimia. About 50 people who have been anorexic develop bulimia or bulimic patterns, according to anred.com.
Lexi, do you have any real-life examples you could share with us?
Jessica is a 24-year-old girl. She has struggled with bulimia since she was about 16. She weighs only 114 pounds and is usually setting the goal to lower that number. She's constantly calling herself a failure, even though she is known by her friends as the girl who can do anything. Whenever she eats something like a cookie, she says the guilt kicks in and she thinks, "I'm going to be obese if I eat this," and then runs to regurgitate it. Jessica is currently getting help, though she will probably struggle with her eating disorder all her life. Hey Michael, what is binge eating?
Binge eating is an eating disorder that is characterized by consuming large quantities of food in a very short period of time until the individual is uncomfortably full. The reasons for taking this risk is that people think that they are underweight even though they are full, but they are not overweight ironically. Many say that anger, sadness, boredom, anxiety, and other negative impulses may result in binge eating.
Hey Michael, what are the consequences of binge eating?
The physical consequences for when a person binge eats are high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, heart disease as a result of elevated triglyceride levels, type 2 diabetes mellitus, and gallbladder disease. The emotional consequences are that some teenagers and children may experience social problems and they won't have any friends. More than 25 million people are fighting for their lives against binge eating disorder. 80% of all American teenage girls are dissatisfied with their appearance. One celebrity that experienced binge eating disorder is Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls. Victoria Beckham, a posh Spice from the Spice Girls, publicly admitted struggling with an eating disorder in the early days of the Spice Girls after years in denial. She said to ABC's 20 on 20 in 2003, "I was very obsessed. I mean, I could tell you the fat content and the calorie content and absolutely anything." Jerry Halliwell, a Ginger Spice, encouraged her and Melanie C, who was a sporty Spice, to do sports and take liquid meal substitutes. Victoria eventually started to binge eat, and in one passage from her autobiography, she describes eating 10 bowls of cereal at once. Tara, do you know what anorexia nervosa is and what it does to a human being?
Anorexia nervosa is an illness that involves an extreme desire to be thin. The key elements of anorexia are a refusal to keep body weight at a healthy level and a distorted body image. Teens who become anorexic may be caused by being made fun of by their peers, suffering from low self-esteem, believing they are unhealthy no matter how thin they become, or because they have a distorted view of their body image. People with anorexia suffer from dramatic weight loss, low body temperature, slow heart rate, dry skin, and dehydration after having this disorder for a short amount of time.
About how many people have anorexia nervosa?
Some statistics of anorexia, according to the Westwind Eating Disorder Recovery Center, are that anorexia is the third most common chronic illness among adolescents. 95% of people with anorexia are between the ages of 12 and 25, and they are rapidly losing weight. Secondary consequences to anorexia include depression, anxiety, withdrawal from friends and activities, and intense fear of weight gain. Naomi, age 13, has struggled with anorexia for a few months. She continues to starve herself and does not want to eat. She said that to overcome anorexia, you have to force yourself to eat. Naomi continues to fight anorexia, but is still having trouble to maintain a healthy body weight. She is getting help with this disorder and hopefully will recover soon.
Well, that is all we have to talk about today. We hope you were informed a little bit more about the dangers of eating disorders and the problems they can cause. Thanks for listening.